Some of Hawaii's biggest challenges concern health care, and that includes mental health. 3 years ago, the state learned in greater detail about problems with the state mental health hospital. A Senate panel brought issues of overcrowding, patient and staff safety, and staff training into a larger conversation about who should and who should not be at the hospital. That helped shape a new hospital and campus redesign. Now, the final environmental impact statement is out, and you have a chance to comment on it until June 23rd. Hospital head William May and Beth Ann recently sat down to talk about some of the issues.
In the community part of the mental health system, there are several initiatives which are in the planning phase. One would be a secure diversion facility where people who don't need to be at the Hawaii State Hospital, they don't need that level of care, could go to this lower, albeit secured, facility. Another one is greater supervision of discharged patients or patients in the community. And then there's another one where a long-term care facility for people who need nursing home level of care. They don't need to be at the hospital, but they could go into that level of care. There's also one of those being developed in the community side of the continuum of care.
What's the timeline that you see on those measures, which in some ways sound as if they are stopgap, not necessarily going to be in place once the hospital is fully built?
It's not a stopgap, actually. It'll be part of the entire adult mental health division when they do come online. I'm not exactly sure of the timelines, but we're hoping that it will be sooner than later. In the meantime, at the hospital, we're doing everything we can to make sure that the patients who can leave do leave when it's appropriate that they leave, not one day sooner and hopefully not one day later, but when they are ready to go, either they're found fit to stand trial, that they go back to jail, or if there's a community placement for them, if the team and the judge and the evaluators all agree that it's safe for them to leave, that they leave on that very day.
Bill, do you have a sense of how many patients would be community ready? The percentage of total patients that would take out of your system?
For the long-term care facility, there's probably 20 to 25. And by the time that comes online, that's probably a very good estimate. For the secured diversion, I would guess maybe the same number that could either come or go, not come to the hospital or be released from the hospital into that facility when that opens up.
Who cannot be placed in the community might be a good question. And also a way of people understanding what the hospital's primary function is. Who has to be at a state hospital?
The primary function of the Hawaii State Hospital now is a forensic hospital. Our biggest customer group are people who are sent to us to be restored to fitness to stand trial. That means that there was a crime committed. Before they stand trial, the judge, the public defender, or the prosecutor have a question if the person is able to stand trial, if they're able to aid in their own defense, or if they understand the charges against them. That's about half of our clients at any given time and about half of our admissions. They have to come to the Hawaii State Hospital. There's a federal injunction called the Clark Injunction. If it's a misdemeanor, they come within 72 hours. If it's a felony, they come within 48. So they have to come to the hospital. When they do come, we will then do everything necessary through medication, therapy, various services to get them restored to fitness. Once they're restored to fitness, they can go back to jail and continue with their legal process. There are people at the hospital that were found not guilty by reason of insanity. Okay, so they stood trial, and you have three choices, guilty, not guilty, or you can go not guilty by reason of insanity. We do have a cohort of people at the hospital. Currently, we have about 35, 36 people who are not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, our goal is to return them to the community. So we will provide them with various services, again, medication, anger management, whatever it might be, to get them to a point where evaluations are done and the level of dangerousness is such that they can return to the community. They will go back to court, and the judge will then make the decision if it's safe for them to go back to the community.
What about when you're talking about kids? When you have kids who are 16, 17 years old, who may also have some of these issues and have also committed crime, what happens to them?
That's a different division within the Department of Health. It's the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Division, CAMD. We don't get anybody that's under the age of 18. You know, once it's when you're an adult is when you'll come into our system.
Now, as you're planning the new campus for the hospital, which will reside on the old campus but will be retooled, mm-hmm. where is that money coming from? Has it already been appropriated?
Yes. In the last ledge session, $160.5 million was appropriated for the design and construction of a new 144-bed forensic facility on the grounds of the Hawaii State Hospital. There was a building that was built back in the 1940s called the Goddard Building. It's a massive, massive building. It is no longer there. It was demolished over the last year. There's been a lot of behind-the-scenes planning, assessments, that type of thing going on for the last several years, actually. And it's going to happen now. We had 26 design-build contractors come for the pre-proposal meeting at the hospital. If they're interested, they will submit their qualifications. Out of the 26, an evaluation committee, which is already assembled, will choose the best three. They will then be sent a request for proposal, and they will design the best forensic hospital that they can. And then out of those three, we will, in November of this year, award the contract for the design and construction of the new hospital, which should break ground summer of next year, with completion at the end of 2020.
In the interim, will there be other facilities to which you will have to furlough as the rebuild is happening, or are you pretty much set for how you can continue despite the building?
We do rent 46 beds at Kahi Mahala, a private facility in Ava Beach.
That one, though, is usually for kids who are under 18, isn't it?
I don't know the history of Kahi. I know that in the past they have had kids. I don't know if they still do. But 46 of their beds right now, we rent, basically. And we'll continue that relationship until the new building is built. And like I said, the initiatives in the community, we're really looking forward to helping us with our census control.
Is there already a final EIS?
The EIS is, yes, it's in the challenge stage now. June 23rd is when that closes, and then it's final at that
so
point.
So anyone who wants to have a look at where you are now or what the possible implications might be can have a look and get comments in by the 23rd of June.
That's correct, yes.
Is there anything more that you think that we don't know about the state hospital that we should, given the fact that we only really talk about it when it's in the news or when we talk about the fact that it's been overcrowded and crumbling?
That's a very good point. Places like the Hawaii State Hospital tend to get in the press when something unfortunate happens. What I would like people to know is that miracles happen at that facility. For every unfortunate thing that happens, 10,000 amazing things happen. People come in who you never think are going to leave, and they do. And the staff are great. They're dedicated. They're compassionate. They have a passion. They're not there for a paycheck. If you want a paycheck, that's what I tell the new employees. If you're here for a paycheck, you're in the wrong field. If you're here to get the fulfillment of being part of a family, making a difference in someone's life every day, then this is where you want to be.
Sounds a little bit like what some people might say about public radio.
That's what I was just thinking.
Bill May, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bill May has headed the Hawaii State Hospital since July 2014. The 202-bed psychiatric facility in Kaneohe operates 24/7 with an annual budget of roughly $74 million. More than 600 employees provide recovery services, including participation in community programs, vocational training, and transitional housing. The final environmental impact statement for the new campus is available for public review until June 23rd.